Welcome to Chicago, Game 1 of a brief two-game series. The Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals. Mike Matheny's lineup is as follows. Matt Carpenter at first base, Tommy Pham in center field, Jose Martinez serving as the designated hitter, Marcell Ozuna in left field, Yadier Molina catching, Jed Jerko at third base, Dexter Fowler in right, Paul DeJong at shortstop, and at second base, it's Colton Wong. Game previews, as always, presented by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. Cardinals baseball coming up on Fox Sports Midwest at 6:30, and I'm joined by Jim Hayes, who will be working the pregame show. And Jimmy, it's nice to have you back, and it's really important to stress that you are still part of the company.
As far as I know, the latest is yes.
It's good to have you back. Miles Michaelis is an all-star. That's news to get to. Also, Yadier Molina. Let's start with Michaelis. If you would have said before the season that Miles Michaelis is going to be an all-star after watching the first couple of starts in spring training, you would have said what to that particular person?
Probably rethink that. I think based on the stuff I read and the reaction was, who is this guy? But the Cardinals did their due diligence with their scouting department and also figuring out if his stuff there in Japan would play at the major leagues. And what they told me was they were very confident it would. Now, I'm sure they're surprised that he's having this much success, but a couple of things that stood out to the Cardinals about the way Michaelis pitched in Japan is, one, he was getting a lot of swing and misses in a league that was a contact league. You know, it's not a big power league like we have in the major leagues. They thought that would play here. And also, among all his pitches, they were really impressed with his curveball and the way that had developed. It wasn't the same pitch as when he was, you know, toiling in the major league. So they needed a guy to give him innings to replace Lance Lynn, and they got more than they bargained for.
Yadier Molina, an all-star, doesn't really surprise any of us. Buster Posey goes out with a sore hip. He was voted in, and now Molina will make his ninth all-star appearance. Incredible in his mid-30s, the kind of numbers and the longevity and the durability that he's had season after season. And credit to him, now nine-time all-star Yadier Molina.
I think he's going to be 36 on Friday. That's amazing where he is, especially offensively, and the time he missed. And a heinous injury that he came back from and hasn't missed a beat. I think the thing with Yadi is that narrative that we heard for, 3 years in a row, got to limit his innings, we got to rest Yadi, that's out the window. I think the Cardinals realize he wants to play. He still can play at a really high level, seemingly improving, and the Cardinals are a better team when he's in that lineup. So that narrative we're not hearing very much of.
Dexter Fowler in right field tonight. How do you think this plays out going forward in terms of trying to get him right and playing time for Dexter Fowler?
There's no question it's a difficult situation for the Cardinals, who would like to see him get going, and for Dex, who wants to get going. The question is it your best lineup when you put him out there when he's not playing up to the way he normally plays? And you know, I think Dex is a really good guy. I know he wants to be performing well. I can't imagine what it's like to go through this, and everyone says, oh, he's got the millions, and that's true, but he's a human being, and there's an element of pride being a major leaguer. He wants to do better. The question is, how can they get him there if he's not doing it on the field? Then he doesn't warrant steady at-bats, because especially now we're beyond the halfway point. The Cardinals have to win, so it's a tricky situation.
Pregame show tonight, I mentioned that, on Fox Sports Midwest, coming your way at 6:30. News of the day, a lot of things to cover. How about a preview for fans that are tuning in on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com?
Well, you know, Yadi, as great as he is a pretty humble guy, and he doesn't like talking about himself. In fact, when I ask him about things he did in a game in the post-game interview, he hates that. You know, that's inside baseball. He wants to talk about his team. He wants to talk about some of the younger guys. He doesn't want to talk about himself. But you're an all-star again, so I'm interested to get in the clubhouse and ask him about that, because I'm fairly certain, especially with that horrific thing he went through, to be an all-star this year will mean something to him. The question is, will he talk about it?
How about Matt Carpenter and the chance of him being an all-star and the incredible turnaround that he's had?
I can't imagine. On May 15th, when he was hitting 140, if you said there's going to be talk that he could still be an all-star, that's another one you'd say, yeah, you probably need to rethink that. I give Matt Carpenter all the credit in the world. As you know, Danny, he's sort of an even-keel guy, steady as she goes, and he said all along, look, I believe that the numbers on the back of my baseball card are who I am, and I'll be that guy. And even when people didn't believe him, he believed it, and look where he is now.
Jimmy, thanks. See you at 6:30.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
This has been presented by Ryan Kelly. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. Currently, it's Scoops with Danny Mac. The latest minor league report with Brian Walton is up. That's on Tuesdays and on Fridays. Mondays with Mo is up. Also, some insight on Miles Michaelis from Mo yesterday, as well as a new podcast with Mitch Harris and Jason Mott. We've got baseball coming up. It's at 6:30. I'll see you then.